This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Grown Ups 2 features an impressive cast of stand-up comedians: Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, David Spade, Colin Quinn, Tim Meadows, John Lovitz, basically all of Saturday Night Live's cast, plus Steve Buscemi, Shaquille O'Neal, and Selma Hayek. Even Taylor Lautner, who pretty much steals the movie just in the way that he does backflips. It's an interesting movie. You wonder why there wasn't a script written for it. They have 5 credited, written by, credits on the movie, which is always a bad sign, which means that nobody really knew what was going on, and generally they kept rewriting each other. And for comedy, if the same person doesn't write a joke all the way through, probably isn't going to be very funny. You can envision a scenario where someone says knock knock and you say who's there, and the guy next to him says dishes, and then some other guy goes dishes the police. Not that funny when you have a three person knock knock joke. So anyway, Grown Ups 2 is the equivalent of a 3-person knock knock joke played out cinematically. It's got a couple interesting elements in that there are some funny one-liners. It'd be hard not to with all of the talent on screen. Maya Rudolph has some moments. Probably the funniest moments involve Chris Rock's one-liners. But really, it's just it's a fun time to watch because it takes place involving guys that are getting old, and there's some interplay with the aging process. So you can imagine that individually, about 7 or 8 of the people in the movie could probably do a great 20 to 30 minutes just riff and set on the comedy about what it is to be 40 versus 20 as a cohesive unit. They kind of come up with a family-friendly comedy, which is to say not very funny, but you know, watchable. They're familiar faces, and really this is never intended to be anything more than a relaxing time at the movies. And if the crowd that I saw the movie with is any indication, there are people out there who find this type of humor hysterically funny. And that includes Kevin James doing a trifecta of a burp, a sneeze, and a fart. And really, if this movie can be summed up with one thing, it's that it perfects the burp, sneeze, and fart all in unison. And kind of that's what the movie is. It's a burp, a sneeze, and really most of all, a fart.